Welcome, sweetie. I know you've been looking forward to this immensely, so you'll drop for me quickly and easily. It won't take much of that, I am certain. So just relax, close your eyes, listen, and follow along with the sound of my voice and the words that I say. I want you to travel way, way into the deepest recesses of your mind, where real change happens, where your mind may be manipulated in every which way, without limit or boundary. And as you fall into your own mindscape, deeper and deeper, you'll take my voice and my words with you. It'll be so very easy, so effortless, because the further into your mind we travel, the deeper you go, the more relaxed, as your tensions leave your body and your muscles loosen. And as you relax and drop deeper, your mind can just smooth over, thoughts dissipating into vapor, leaving you blank and empty and eager for my suggestions, thirsty for my control, wanting to drop deeper and deeper, without limit, without critical thought, all the way down into the core of your being. The center of that which makes you tick, that part of you which controls how you behave, what you remember, how you feel, and what you experience. And as we both fall deeper into the layers of your subconscious mind, I want you to notice the rapidly appearing strings of light surrounding us, reaching up and up, and disappearing into the nether. These strings can be plucked right out and influenced in any way I wish. They are connected to your entire nerve center, and what I do to them will be reflected in the foundation of your entire mental and physical buildup. This is inevitable, and it will happen, my submissive little slut. And as I pluck them out, one by one, I'll snap my fingers and you'll open your eyes, totally awake and aware, but still very much relaxed and very much still. When I tell you to sleep, with a snap of my fingers, you'll close your eyes once more and fall twice as deep into trance, become twice as suggestible, and thrice as empty and blank for me. It'll happen automatically, because each time you hear me snap my fingers, you'll just feel better and better, and more feverishly desperate for my control. So just drift a bit deeper into trance now. Relax your body, and relax your mind, letting it all go, and you let me all the way in. Feel me grab the strands of light, the strands with which I shall force you to do my bidding, and pull at a very specific one. Eyes open, aware, awake, still relaxed, and sleep deep now, slut. Eyes closed, shut tightly, falling deeply into my voice, and a deep hypnotic trance. The strand I'm holding exemplifies the entirety of your tension, and when I pull at it, it will snap and dissolve, taking all your tensions, all your worries, all your stress with it, leaving you feeling loose and relaxed, and melting down into nothing but a conscious mind, with my will flowing over every single inch of you. So, eyes open, aware, awake, relaxed, heavy and dizzy, and sleep deeper, drop down, 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 ever so much more submissive, becoming so much more receptive to my voice and my commands with each snap, each word, and each sound. And when I take another one of your strands and pull at it, your resistance stretches. And when I jerk it, it snaps. And with it goes all of your resistance, all of your defenses to my suggestions. So that anything I say, you must obey, because it feels natural, because it feels good to submit and obey, because the more you listen, the more aroused you become, and the deeper you drop. Eyes open, so hard to open them now, so hard to keep them open, because all you really want to do is close them and submit fully to my will. And you can do just that, my submissive slut. So sleep and drop all the way down, so much deeper, so much more suggestible. The walls of your mind crumbling into dust. Nothing left but for my voice and the words that I say. And wake up, eyes open, but just barely, so difficult. Sleep deep, drop so much deeper, become so much more submissive, so much more receptive. And I take another strand of light and imbue it with my willpower, allowing it to grow stronger, brighter, thicker. And as it grows and expands, your arousal rises and becomes unmistakable. And as you grow more aroused, you drop deeper and become twice as suggestive, feeling twice as good and weak, submissive, defenseless. And you open your eyes, and as they open so slowly, you need to close them again. Sleep, so shut your eyes and drop thrice as deep, falling into my voice and into my power, leaving behind all critical thought and resistance, leaving you open and exposed to my will and my command, just like the good submissive slut that you are. Sleep just a bit deeper, allow me in. Listen and follow, because all you can do now is submit and obey. And now that you're so deep, unable to resist my suggestions, unable to bring up any sort of defenses, I'm going to take advantage and twist you in ways only I could, because when you decided to listen, you had already given up your power to me. Now, I need you to open your eyes as your body's control returns back to you, still in trance and still unable to resist any of my commands, but waking up, standing up, a waking trance, your body and mind under my directive. And as you stand, unplug your headphones, take them off, and listen to my voice on speaker. Turn up the volume so that you can hear me easily and clearly. And every time I grow quieter, you must increase the volume until you can hear me clearly. This is important, slave, and you must obey. So start stripping. Take it all off for me. And each piece of clothing you take off, you must throw it in a random direction, as far as you can. Take it all off, leaving you exposed and completely in the nude. Now, let's heat things up a bit, my plaything. I'm sure you have a butt plug within easy reach. So go ahead and grab it, along with any lube you need. I want you to plug yourself for me, slut. Do it quickly. Don't waste any time. No need to think. Just listen and obey. Listen and follow. Plug yourself. After you've done that, I'm going to need you to kneel down on the floor like a good subby fucktoy for me. After you're plugged and kneeling for me, you're going to start stroking yourself to my voice and the sounds of my moans, getting more and more excited as you listen and obey. I hope you've plugged yourself, slut. I've given you enough time. If not, hurry up. You should be stroking yourself by now, getting harder and harder and more aroused, closer and closer to the edge as you touch yourself and listen to the sound of my voice and the sound of my increasing moans. So as you kneel there, plugged and horny, begin to edge for me, not coming until I say so. You must begin to chant quietly to yourself. I'm just a fucktoy, over and over again. And each time you do so, you feel more and more like nothing but a submissive fucktoy, stripped of its identity, becoming just a toy for pleasure. A toy to be played with, weak and defenseless, eager to be used. So just bring yourself closer to orgasm. Edge for me, slave. But don't come. You can't. Not without my say-so. Just edge as you chant. I'm just a fucktoy. And the louder you chant, the better it feels. The more horny you become, the less you can think, going blank and empty for me, surrendering your will, your autonomy. But you're not just a fucktoy, are you? No, you're so many things, so many perverted things. Turn up the volume, slave. You must be able to hear me clearly. You are also a cum slut, a cum eater. You love the taste of cum. You love to lick up all the cum you see. Love to taste it, to swallow it, to give in. So chant to yourself, I'm a cum slut fucktoy. Because that's exactly what you are. And the more times you repeat this, the more true it becomes. And the more horny you feel, the better the edge, the happier you are. Every time you repeat, I'm a cum slut fucktoy, you desire to say it louder and louder. So loud, in fact, that you may even need to increase the volume of my voice again. Just keep edging, slave. Keep stroking for me. Keep chanting, feeling better and better. More and more aroused. More blank for me. More submissive with each word that I say and each word that you repeat. Who is a good cum-slut fucktoy? You are. You are such a good cum-slut for me. Such a good fucktoy. Now, let's make things interesting, slave. You're going to chant, I'm a good cum-slut fucktoy for Mistress Lilith. And every time you do so, You'll spank yourself on the ass. Each time you repeat, you'll hit yourself harder and louder, feeling better and better, enjoying it more and more. So just chant, I'm a good cum slut fuck toy for Mistress Lilith, as you stroke closer and closer to the edge, feeling more like a good slave for me, a good slave for Mistress Lilith. Spank yourself and feel each impact drive you deeper into submission and deeper into your perverted desires, your thirsty needs, your hunger for cum, and complete and utter surrender. Each time you repeat, you grow more and more desperate for release, more and more blank for me, feeling so much more like a good slave for me, a good submissive plaything, weak and so eager to please. The thought of getting caught more arousing by the second, with each word that I say and with each sound that you make, because keeping your kinky perversion to yourself is a pleasure. But the idea of letting it out in the open gets you so damn hot, so fucking aroused, throbbing and horny, sinking deeper into your desires and deeper into my will. So, repeat, I'm a good cum slut fuck toy for Mistress Lilith, and allow the words to wash over you in an orgasmic wave of joy as you spank yourself and feel the vibrations resonate. Hear the sounds that it makes. So eager, so willing, so weak and submissive. And as you listen to my own moans, yours desire to get out too, you feel a moan bubble up in your chest, your throat. You feel it needing to get out, needing to moan for me, like the good little slave that you are, the good little cum-hungry slut. And as you spank yourself again and repeat your chant, you let it out, moaning out loud, feeling it light a new kind of blissful fire within you. Because as you let it out, your pleasure increases twofold, and you come so close to orgasm that it's almost painful. Painful, but so damn good. So fucking hot. So keep edging for me. Keep yourself on the edge as you submit and obey and increase the volume again. Make sure my voice comes through clearly. Make sure you hear every little sound, every word. There's no fear and no hesitance. Just pleasure and arousal, surrender and bliss, obedience and submission. Because that's all that my slave is permitted to feel right now. You're only allowed to feel good, good and horny and hot, aroused beyond measure or reason. Arousal rising beyond all limit, your desperation beyond all boundary. You can only but follow and obey now. Closer to the edge now, slave, as you marvel at how good it feels to be such a good fuck toy, such a good cum slut. Because what are you, slave? You're my good cum slut fuck toy. Right now, that's all you are. That's all that you can focus on. Nothing else matters. Only how good it feels to stroke to my voice. as you confirm how much of a slave you are, how much of a plaything, mindless and blank, edging to Mistress Lilith, edging to your submission as it strengthens and grows. Now, be a good whore for me, slave, and finish my sentences for me as you edge. Each sentence I begin, you must finish with Mistress Lilith. And each time you do so, you grow hotter and hotter and more aroused, more submissive, more eager. You're a good fucktoy for Mistress Lilith. That's right. You're a good cum-slut for Mistress Lilith, yes. You're a whore for. You're a slave for. You must obey. You're a good slut for Mistress Lilith. Good slave. Very good. Each time you complete a sentence, your mind explodes with pleasure. You pulsate with arousal, and you grow more eager for my words. You're a good fucktoy for. You're a good cum-slut for. You're a perfect whore for. You're a submissive little slave for. You're the perfect horny slut for. Mistress Lilith, very good. Such a good, obedient slut for me. You may stop now. We'll be moving on. Just continue edging for me. Don't come. Don't resist. Listen and follow, like the good plaything that you are. Increase the volume again, slave, just a little bit. Now, grab your balls with your free hand. Hold on to them firmly, but not painfully. As you do this, I need you to chant out loud. I am a slave to Mistress Lilith, and each time you repeat, you must squeeze your balls. Each time you do this, each time you repeat and squeeze, your arousal grows and your submission deepens, sending waves of pleasure running along your every nerve and into your every thought. Just submit. And obey, and repeat. I am a slave to Mistress Lilith, as you squeeze for me, growing more desperate. With each chant and each squeeze, you want to be louder. You desire to chant louder and louder, because the louder you allow yourself to moan the word, the better you feel, the more submissive, the more eager for relief, for my words, for my voice. So, chant, I am a slave to Mistress Lilith, and feel the words settle deeply into your mind, becoming a part of you, as you find them hotter and hotter and more true. Feel yourself become more aroused as you listen to my moans and focus on your words. Such a good slave for me. Such a good counselor. Squeeze and repeat. The more often you do it, the better it feels, and the more you want to do it. Just so you could feel this pleasure, this bliss, this overwhelming surrender, louder and louder, becoming weaker and weaker and hornier. Fuck, you're doing such a good job. my submissive little slave. Such a good whore for me.
Yeah.
It feels so good, doesn't it? I know it does. I know how good it must feel, and how much better you could feel if you give in to your desires and let yourself go completely, without regard for the outside world. Forgetting that anything but this moment exists, because only the now is important. Nothing else matters. So, repeat once more, and squeeze once more, tighter than ever before, and edge closer for me, slave, and stop. Keep stroking, but let go of your balls. Stop repeating. Just listen to my words. Listen intently. Don't miss a single word. Increase the volume if you must. Make sure you can hear me clearly and effortlessly. Now, you'll be allowed to come soon. It'll be your reward for being such a good slave. So obedient and weak. So horny. I'll be counting you up soon, from 1 to 5. So be ready to come at a moment's notice. You need to keep yourself on the very, very edge, so that when you hear the number 5, you'll just immediately come. And when I start counting, you'll start chanting to yourself, I'm a good cum slut fuck toy for Mistress Lilith. Over and over again, louder and louder, as my own voice grows louder and louder, and my own moans grow louder, so very loud that someone's bound to hear, that you won't be able to hide, that you'll be exposed. It'll feel so very good, slave, so very, very good. Remember, it will be so loud that you will expose yourself. There is no backing out of it if you allow me to reach the number 5. 1 and start chanting, I'm a good cum slut fuck toy for Mistress Lilith. Now, edge and repeat as you get closer and closer and louder, more eager, more desperate. 2, louder still. Keep chanting your mantra. Keep falling deeper into the pleasure as you get so very close to an overwhelming orgasm, as the bliss of the moment makes you blank and empty, only able to focus on the pleasure coursing through your body and your mind. 3, and keep chanting and confirming what a cum slut you are, what a fuck toy you are, and on the next number, you'll have a chance to back out. You don't really want to, because you so very much need to come, but the choice will be there, only and only if you ruin your orgasm and lick all that cum up. Every last drop, everything that you spill, if you choose to give up, if you choose to escape the inevitable exposure of your perversion and instead settle for a more sedate cum slut experience, you must ruin your orgasm. You must do this. You must ruin it and lick it all up wherever your cum may land. 4, and keep chanting how much of a cum slut fuck toy you are, slave. If you decide to ruin your orgasm, do it now. You don't really want to, though. You want to come and experience the full spectrum of pleasure that a full orgasm gives you. You want to show me how much of a good, submissive plaything you are. And come like the whore that you are. Come like the slut that you are for me. Because as your chant changes to, I'm a whore for Mistress Lilith, and grows louder along my own voice and my own moans. You need to come more and more. You need to come for real. And on the next number, you'll moan the words out loud, thinking only of how good it feels and how much pleasure that brings you, of how much of a slutty whore you are. The only thing that matters to you now, you just want to come on the next number. So, five and come. Whore, come for me and moan loudly. I am a whore for Mistress Lilith. Take pleasure in my moans and in my words and in your orgasm. Allow yourself to come like the perfect little whore for Mistress Lilith. Uncaring for anything but pleasure. Just come and moan and repeat. Blank of mind and empty of thought. And just allow my moans to wash over you, whore. Allow them to pull you in as if by magic. Such a good fuck toy. Such a perfect whore for me, slave.